Attention listeners, mark your calendars for Colorado Gives Day on December 10th. Support AfterSight and give to the causes you care about. Go to coloradogivesday.org/organizations/AfterSight between now and December 10th to make your donation.
Welcome to Blind Level Tech. I'm Jonathan Price.
I'm Evan Starnes.
And together, we're bringing you news, tech, and information about blind technologies.
Being blind doesn't mean you have to stop living.
We're going to show you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Ooh, we're back again with another episode of Blind Level Tech. I hope you guys' August has been going well so far, and if you're in school, well, it's about time to get back to school. I hope you guys enjoyed last week's episode on schools and getting accommodations and learning management systems, because it was definitely a doozy, a pretty packed, jam-packed episode, but hope you guys definitely enjoyed that. Anyway, I am, of course, your host, Evan Starnes, and I am joined by my co-host, Kelvin Crosby.
Hey, it's so good to see you, even though I can't see you. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, Evan.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, man?
I am doing actually pretty darn good. It is beautiful out, and I am sitting in this really lovely little studio with this. It's actually the only studio that we have that has a window in it, and I like that because it lets in daylight, so I'm not running these streetlight things that generate a lot of heat, quite frankly. But yeah, man, Kelvin, how was your week? You were in Colorado a couple weeks back for our annual hike and stuff. I hope that was fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it was fun.
Just trying to get my oxygen level was a challenge. And as this recording, I'll be in Kentucky, Louisiana, working right on the new version of the Simi Cane. So
Kentucky?
Yeah.
My goodness. So
we're making progress, man.
And yeah.
So we got a guest coming on today.
Yeah, we do.
Why don't you introduce who he is?
Yeah, we got a familiar guest on Blind Level Tech. In fact, a former host of Blind Level Tech. And that is, of course, Jonathan. He is back again. How is it going, Jonathan? Welcome back to Blind Level Tech.
Now I'm back. Back to reality.
This is why they don't have me sing any time ever.
Well, if I was editing it, I would.
It's good to be back.
But you're now older.
Oh my gosh.
You're the oldest in
I'm
the pod.
Older now.
You're 40.
I'm 40. I'm 40. Dude, this sucks. No, it's great. It's great to be 40. It's great to be back on Blind Level Tech. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. It's like putting on that old glove, you know?
Dusting it off.
It fits, you know? It's
it's a home feeling, isn't it? Well.
It is.
Absolutely. Well, we're here today to talk about microphones. And not only, you know, what you can kind of get started with if you're interested in getting into podcasting or voiceover recording, but also our favorite kinds of microphones and even some handheld recorders as well. So let's first start actually by talking about the mics that we're using right now, just to kind of get this ball rolling. I'm obviously in a recording studio, and the mics that we use in these recording studios are probably around like $40, and they are Audio-Technica AT2020 condenser microphones. And Jonathan, what is like the difference between like a condenser microphone versus like a dynamic where, you know, you have to talk directly in its face?
Yeah, so really the difference is with a condenser mic, you are picking up audio from the room. It's a wide range polar pattern, and it's going to pick up a lot of things. So it's really good for mixing bands and choirs and vocals and things like that. The dynamic mics are really good for dialogue and getting close up on radio. So a lot of radio hosts use it, podcast hosts use it, and it's a very narrow recording field. So you have to be right in front of the microphone in order to be heard. And so there's some cool technology that we're going to talk about a little bit later when it comes to microphones, but Yeah, for me, I'm currently using a CAD or a CAD GXL2200, and this ranges anywhere from $100 to $140. And the cool thing about all of these microphones is that no matter how cheap they are, you can kind of make them sound good. Mm. You can make a cheap $120 microphone sound like it's $1,000 or $1,100. Yep. Now, only to the expert audiophile is somebody going to be able to recognize the differences between microphones. But for the general population, they're not going to care. They're not going to know. It just, does it sound good? Can I hear the person? That's really all they care about. So that's my microphone setup. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, Kelvin, you also are a radio host and have always had some awesome microphones. But what are you currently recording with?
Yeah, so because I'm on the move, I'm using my travel system. So I'm using a dynamic mic, which is the Shure SM58, connected to the X2U. I kind of keep all the letters together. The X2U adapter to a USB-C into the computer. And then I'm running the Shure software that you download on your computer, so that way you hear that rich dark tone full voice. And so right now I'm really probably a good maybe 2 inches away from the mic, and so this is what it kind of sounds like when you're pretty close to the mic. And it helps for being visually impaired, like you can put your chin on it and it helps you know your distance. That's always been one thing that I've had to really work on, is not getting too far away from the mic, you know, and getting really close. And so, yeah.
Now, notice what the way he started, that the way you sounded when you kind of leaned away from that mic, you know, it started to get kind of distant. That is definitely like a dynamic mic. It's like having a water jet that sprays out in a single like beam or a big cone. That's kind of the difference between a dynamic or a condenser mic. That's how I've always seen it. But how much could you expect to pay for that, you know?
Yeah, the Shure mic? So this whole setup is, so the Shure, this one has the switch, so this is $104 for the mic. Okay. And then you add the XTU is $150, I think. And I'm also using a amplifier so I can get less gain, because a lot of times, even if I'm in a really noisy environment, like right now, the air conditioning going, you got air blowing right on me, all that, you can't hear it.
You can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Just your voice.
Yep.
Absolutely. So that's a rabbit hole we won't go down in this episode, but it definitely can make a huge difference in the cleanliness of your audio. So we've definitely talked quite a lot about our mics, but let's just talk about what mics people might already have available. Because if you want to, you know, just go record yourself reading or, you know, make a voiceover, odds are you could probably already do that without making any purchases. So usually what comes to mind for me when it comes to mics built into devices is typically mics like built into laptop computers or your phone's microphones, or mics built into webcams. Now, here's the thing with those built-in mics. It's 100% going to be hit or miss, whether it sounds good or not. A lot of mics built into particularly Windows computers, most Windows computers, the sound card that's built into them is it's made by a company called Realtek. Those mics often have, quote, enhancements applied to them that make them sound, they make them sound, I guess, cleaner according to Realtek. And they usually have things like noise reduction or echo cancellation, or even some like effects that will cancel out keyboard noise. But unfortunately, a lot of those effects really take a lot of the clarity and the higher end of the audio just completely out of the picture. So if you've ever, you know, listened to interviews and stuff, and you hear people's mics and it sounds like they're underwater, that's why. And you can disable those, but often a lot of those mics built into computers, since they're right next to the computer, you pick up a lot of noise from the computer itself or typing. And so you can kind of scrape by, but it's advised that you get a better mic in that case. But Jonathan, what are your thoughts on built-in mics? I know you like the iPhone mics. I love them too.
Yeah, iPhone makes really good microphones, especially now if you've damaged your phone, that microphone's also going to be affected.
Yeah.
But even things like AirPods that I would consider built-in microphones are okay. Now, if you're wanting to do like voiceover, we're just talking about getting your voice on Zoom or anything like that. I wouldn't necessarily record an audiobook with them or try to record a podcast or be a host with those kind of microphones. It's funny that when we think of quality audio, we also associate it with the quality of show. And so how many times have we all heard a show that has really poor miking and really bad audio that we're like, I don't want to listen to that. I can't handle that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, here at AfterSight, we take a lot of pride in the way our audio sounds, and it's clean. It's nice to listen to. And, you know, that's why we don't record on computers or laptops or anything like that. There is a place for them, and they are an absolute last resort. But they're good for FaceTime. They're good for, you know, having a conversation or a business meeting or whatever. So I wouldn't discount them totally, but definitely not for professional audio work at all.
Absolutely.
For sure. I mean, I think one of the biggest things is thinking about your technique. Because that's a whole other thing. If you're using a computer or you're using a iPhone or Android, whatever, thinking about where your mic positioning is.
Yep.
And then also dialing in that mic. So there are ways to dial in your iPhone mic to be able to meet. You do need to download some apps for that to help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are ways to enhance that ability. But the question is it worth the time and energy to get doing that to make your podcast, or to get you better quality? And literally, you can kind of do that with just $20. So that's kind of where you gotta make your argument. What is the best solution to give you the best audio?
Yep,
absolutely. But that's a great segue, because really, you can massively upgrade your audio quality for, as little as $20. But at least the mics that come to mind within that price range, the vast majority of those mics hook up through USB. Now, we didn't talk about like the way you hook up a mic, because again, that's just a rabbit hole. But it is important to know how you hook your mic up to your computer, because you either have USB, XLR, or in some very extreme and rare cases, you have like the quarter inch or eighth inch, the headphone jack style connector.
Yep.
Now, if you have a mic that connects through USB, it's just as simple as plugging it into your computer. Now, keep in mind, though, if you have a Mac or a MacBook, if you get a mic from Logitech or Zeal Sound or any of that, you're probably going to need to get a USB-A to USB-C adapter so you can hook it up. Yep. But the thing that I like about those mics is they're plug and chug, really. But and then, you know, if you have an XLR mic, you know, that's the little 3-pin connector. You have to get something like an audio interface or a mixer with USB output so that you can actually power that mic and get its audio from the mic itself to your computer. But, okay, Jonathan, first, what are some other, you know, good mics that come to mind, you know, within the, like, $20 to $60 price range?
Yeah, there's all sorts of things. I mean, you can just do an Amazon search and pull up just whatever random Joe Schmo stuff is on there. I don't really have a brand necessarily. I know Shure makes some really cheap microphones. I know CAD, the one that I'm using, actually has a cheaper version of microphones. There's the Snowball, the Yetis, things like that that are very plug and play. I think Lewitt actually makes some pretty good headphone microphones, and we're kind of talking now into that headphone microphone range. But I would say for those bottom tier, there's a lot of companies that do those bottom tier microphones or introductory microphones. I remember there's a, and I don't remember the brand, but you can look on Amazon and get an entire podcasting setup, including the stand, the microphone, even a little like a two-way audio box.
Oh, cool.
For like $100, $120. And you have a whole like system just kind of built in, and that's it. And it even comes with pop shield and things like that. So it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. One of those key things to think about is when you just enhance with something like a headset or a microphone, you're enhancing your ability to make your voice more clear. And right. that mm-hmm. that's where, as we talk more about our microphones today, really thinking about your who is your audience that you're talking to. Is it going to be just Joe Schmo that is a car mechanic?
All right, on a Zoom call or something.
Yeah. So you don't necessarily need to be providing, but if you're giving, like what we do, provide content to deaf or blind individuals, yeah, your ear's a little bit more tuned in. So we want to make sure we give you better quality. So that's where even thinking about your audience is also another key thing about your audio is what's going to be best. Like for me, yep. going to buying $1,000 mic is not going to be in anywhere in my range for what I do, like even for radio. So
unless you were like a singer, I would say.
Yeah. Well, like even mic that I got, the Shure SB or SM58,
you could sing with it.
You can sing with it, and it
That was the SM58 is a very popular studio microphone for singers, and it's still to this day one of the most popular microphones on the planet. Yeah. And so I think it's really interesting that we all have various levels of microphones and different styles, because after this is all mixed and edited, you're not going to really be able to tell the difference unless you're an audiophile, which is awesome. And it just goes to show that even though you can pay little money for a microphone, you can still get good quality. Now, I do want to make one quick thing known. The level at which you pay for a microphone, even though it sounds better, may not be quality built. You might get some good run out of it, but the build quality for microphones is really where you start to get more expensive and how long your microphones last, because that is something to take into consideration, especially if you're doing voiceover stuff. Let you keep going.
And especially if you're taking that mic, you know, if you're doing it as a mobile setup and that mic's going in and out of cases. And, you're going to need a well-built mic. But what I'd say, above those mics, you know, kind of next up on the totem pole, if you will, before we really get into the good expensive stuff, is actually headsets, and more particularly the headsets with the boom mics built in. And those are the nice little mics, the gooseneck. You can flex them anywhere, you know. But so this is strictly my opinion on those mics. I don't like them very much. The thing with those mics is that they're the most convenient mic possible, because you just throw the headset on, you situate the mic, it's ready to go. It's like, you know, a couple inches from your face. But while it might sound great on a Zoom call or a Teams call or whatever, if you want to record a podcast, it's not going to be as up to snuff without a little bit of post editing afterwards. They kind of have a tendency to pick up the vibration of your head while you speak, and that can kind of add this just really unpleasant quality to the audio. It kind of makes it sound more thin. It kind of sounds almost like it's coming out of a cheap, crummy pair of speakers as opposed to the actual mic. And also with headset mics, you can also get wireless versions of those. And Just don't do voiceovers with them. It's that simple.
Please don't.
Just save yourself the hassle. Because the thing with those wireless headset mics is that they're usually used for gaming. So if you're talking on, you know, like a gaming, like you're a Discord server or whatever, they need to have zero latency. Basically, the delay from when you speak to when the computer picks up the audio and transmits it. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they compress the audio quite significantly, and it just they sound very nasally, very underwatery, and just not great. Except for that one Corsair HS80 headset I talk about, that is the only headset that I would say you could get by with in a pinch in wireless mode, but. I don't really recommend them, but Jonathan, what are your thoughts? Because you've done plenty of interviews with people with all sorts of different mics. But what do you think of these headset mics?
Please don't use them. I'm gonna go straight there. Just don't use them. I mean, they're good for if you're in a call center, or there's a lot of really good call center mics. Good gaming mics. If you need to be on a Zoom mic, go with that. I mean, there's Elgato Wave. These aren't necessarily headphone mics. They're just good like gaming mics and cheaper mics. You have the Vmota, the Boom Pro, HyperX, Blue Yetis, Quadcast, are just a few of those cheaper, like really high, like you were talking about mics. They're the low latency gaming type microphones. If you want to have those are more like computer desktop gaming that you can like put on your desk. But in terms of the headphones, unless you're working in a call center or you just need to have that headphone capability and your hands free, I would not use a headset mic. But that's coming from an audio guy and all that stuff. Like you, I just outside of the one you mentioned, don't use them.
Nope. Kelvin, have you used any particular headset mics though in the past and had any experiences with those?
No, not really, because of my hearing loss, I have to wear my headphone very unique to be able to, and I can't do that with a headset mic because you got to be able to make sure that mic is in the right position. And then also the way I wear my headphones, you get noise feedback from the headphones into the mic. So, so I just have stayed away from it completely. So that way, and it's also why I put a lot of my energy into making sure my mic only picks up what's in front of my mouth. Because the way I wear my headphones to be able to make it work in my hearing aid, it's super easy for it to pick up the sound from my headphones into the mic. So
That's also a great insight too, because a lot of like even right now, I have a monitor set up so that I can hear literally exactly what this mic is picking up with no delay. And you either like it or you don't. Some people like having that monitor or not. But if you have your mic set up like that and you're monitoring and you have to wear your headphones a certain way, it's gonna pick up and it's gonna be a deafening, screechy feedback that gross. But Jonathan, you had alluded to some mics that I would consider more like middle of the road. We're getting pretty close to like the super like high end, radio host quality mics. And these are more your like desktop style mics. So what comes to mind for me is mics like the Blue Yeti, which I use at home. That's little over, I paid about $150 for mine. Yep. And that mic is great because it actually has four different what are called polar patterns. So that's basically just how the mic picks up audio and the direction in which it does pick up the audio. You could actually use it to record in stereo, and I love stereo because and that's great for if you wanted to record an event or an interview. You put the mic in the middle of the table and set it to stereo, and it just picks up everything around it, and it sounds quite good. And then you have, a couple of different modes. You can actually even set it to the cardioid pattern, which I personally really like. That's the one I use when I'm podcasting because that's the one where it will pick up your voice, but not as much of the room around you. So, you know, it's really good for that voice isolation. And those mics also have a physical volume or a physical microphone gain adjustment. And, you know, just in the form of another little knob above the polar pattern adjustment. And you can, you know, if you're on a podcast and somebody's like, oh, you're way too hot, you know, your audio is way too loud, it's super easy to just turn that down. Mm-hmm. They also have built-in sound cards so you can plug in your headphones and listen to the mic like directly and also your computer's audio. So,
yep.
And a handy mute button. And a competitor to the Blue Yeti is the Quadcast, and it just it's a little smaller than a Yeti, but it's pretty much the same mic. But I think it does have a little better sound profile to me. But yeah, Jonathan, you'd mentioned the mics I'm talking about. But yeah, what are your thoughts on the $100 to like I'd say maybe $100 to $250 mics?
Yeah, there's a lot of mics in this category. And one that we use the most often and that every single one of our podcast hosts use is the Shure MV7 or an MV7X. There's two variations of this. One is the XLR and one is a USB. Now, I will say this. It is not super accessible and friendly for those with blind because on the body of the microphone is a touch pad that will both on the left-hand side is a power on and off, or sorry, a mute on and off. And then on the right-hand side is a switch between the headphones and the microphones. And it turns either orange or green, depending on which, if you're on the headphone or if you're on the microphone. And then between those two, over the crest of the microphone or over the body of the microphone, is a slide pad that you kind of – there's no tactile feel to it. It's just this smooth piece of whatever.
It's like – it feels glassy.
It feels glassy. Yeah, it's exactly right. It kind of feels like you're touching your iPhone screen, but there's no indication as to whether or not you're turning up your volume outside of just using your ears. And so that is the one drawback, and that's a kind of a big drawback. But the quality in sound is incredible. And I love the microphone. I love the Shure microphones. There's also a couple ones from Logitech, like you were already mentioning, the Blue Yeti.
There's a Yeti Pro that's really expensive.
Yeah, there's a Yeti Pro. The Shure SM58, like Kelvin is using. Audio Technica. I mean, there's some different Audio Technica microphones and Sennheiser microphones that are in that price range. So it just depends on your environment, really, in this category, because now you're starting to get into different polar patterns. You're starting to get into dynamic versus cardioid or condenser. And that's really where you're going to start seeing some differences in quality. And you'll start to be able to tell, oh, this is a little bit different. So,
yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think the other thing for me is like if under the $250 range, if you're really... Personally, my setup, I feel like would get you everything you need for $250 is the Shure SM58 with the X2U. So you get XLR and you get the USB. And just that alone will just increase your audio 100 times.
Yeah.
So personally, absolutely. That's where I would go. I mean, I have a ATR 2100X or NX, yeah, which is great. I mean, it has a little bit of a ting to it, but there's a lot of really famous podcasters that use that. It's super easy to plug in and play. It's not as durable as the Shure SM58 because I tell you, I've broken a couple of those ATR. That used to be my travel mic.
Yeah.
And It doesn't have a good, because the beauty with the Shure M58 58.
Yes.
My tongues are getting twisted all day long.
That's okay. Because
you got all these numbers and so.
Numbers and letters and models. Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, what's really nice with the Shure SM58s.
Yeah.
SM58 is that you can even run it over with a car and it'll still work.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so for me, it was like, this is a no-brainer, and I'm going all in on this. And so I've got two of them now. I got one for when I go on the road, and then I have a backup one, and when I do guests on the road, and then I just wish my mixer was a little bit more durable. But
yeah.
But hey, we're catching the new Shure. Interface by the way has multiple mixing, so you can now plug in multiple
mics if mics you want to have into, like, multiple guests or
so
whatever it might be. But
there's one mic that hasn't been mentioned, and I think we need to mention it, and that is the new Shure MV7 Plus.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's in the same price range. And the beauty of it is a little bit more accessible. I haven't played with it personally, but it is a lot more the USB-C connection rather than micro USB-C. So,
yay. Finally, yeah. So you'll finally be able to hook it up with just one cable to your MacBook Pro or whatever it might be. And actually, before we really quickly jump into pocket and field recorders, Jonathan, there's this really cool mic you've got that actually has some sort of almost motion sensing kind of.
Yeah, so I'm getting ready to order it, and there's two microphones that I want to talk about that are very accessible, that are very high-end microphones. And the first one is from Lewitt, and it's a Lewitt Ray microphone. And both of the microphones that I'm going to talk about are very accessible. So the Ray microphone actually has a proximity sensor. So if you can set it to where if you're within 6 inches, 8 inches, 10 inches, 12, 14, like there's a distance that you can set so that if you are backing away from the microphone, it will actually implement a gate and will close off all sound to that microphone depending on your range. So if I turn my head and cough, or if I'm like talking to somebody and I don't want that part of the conversation heard, then I can just turn away or back away from the microphone and it gets muted completely, which is fantastic. It acts a couple of cardio, or it has a couple of different polar patterns. That microphone is actually about $350, and you can get variations on it ranging all the way down from $99 all the way up to $1,000 pure tube microphone. Now, it's not going to have the Ray system in it, but the Lewitt LCT, the 240 is $99, I think, and all the way up to the Pure Tube microphone, which is a tube-based microphone. So it's got this really cool internal component that's kind of like a guitar amp, but for a microphone. And that runs you about $1,000. But the other one that I am so looking forward to getting, and this one is even out of my price range, but it's fun to talk about because it's very interesting, is a AKG C414. Now, this microphone is, I'll just say it's about $1,300 to $1,400, but it's amazing. It's got five polar patterns. And what's interesting is on this microphone, on the front is a tactile push button that it's got a click button. So when you click through, it'll beep through the different microphones. But then on the back, you can actually change the frequency at which those things are happening. So on the back, you'll have two buttons that are kind of different. You'll have, actually, it's four arrow keys going left and right. And so you can control the highs and the lows, and you can toggle between those two. So it's incredibly accessible. And it is probably the most clean sounding, most crystal clear microphone that I have ever played with. Mm. And it's just a gorgeous microphone. A lot of radio stations are moving over to the C414. Away from the Shure SM7B, which is kind of a variation of the SM or the VM7 that we were talking about. And they've also moved away from the Neumann 87, which is a huge microphone in the radio, like the big radio stations. And this is a cleaner version, a more sparkle, if you will, version of basically those microphones. And it's just an amazing microphone. So,
Yeah,
those are my two, like, granddaddy, want them big so badly.
Mics.
Yes, big boy mics. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, for sure.
I love AKG mics. They are honestly the brightest and clearest and cleanest sounding mics I've ever heard.
Yep.
So, absolutely.
I mean, there's one brand that none of us have talked about.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Rode.
Rode. The infamous Rode.
And which is ironic because I'm using a Rode stand.
I mean, that's awesome. we probably should throw that in there because they have a good range of podcast
mics.
They do. And they actually have a really nice one for $99 for XLR.
Yep.
So that.
So
there's some good options there that you might want to think about. But at the end of the day, personally, I feel like when we think about mics, let's think about our positioning, what our voice sounds like, and who's our audience. And so,
yeah, I can't believe we forgot to mention Rode. They're kind of like one of the big wigs that out there. One of the, you know, the companies that, you know, novice or even experienced podcasters and voiceover artists go to. I honestly haven't heard a Rode mic that I don't like the sound quality of. Mm-hmm. And they even had, and okay, this is more of a more gimmicky. They even had these little this little pair of Rode mics that you could plug straight into your iPhone, and you could basically get, if you were in the right environment, of course, studio quality audio and just record straight to your phone. Now, honestly, I don't even think we're going to get into pocket and field recorders in this episode because we've spent over half an hour on these mics for sure.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to make a part two on just talking about different field recorders because that could easily just fill up an entire episode. But one thing that won't fill up an entire episode but will fill you up is the
sandwich of the week.
So I honestly, I don't have a sandwich picked out. Yay!
Boo.
So,
epic fail on the host.
Epic fail. Want, want, want. So, while I think of my sandwich of the week, Jonathan, because you are our guest, what is your sandwich of the week?
Oh, I'm just going to go back to what we had for my 40th birthday party, which is the pulled pork sliders and burgers. And we had like red onions, throw some red onions and jalapenos and the barbecue sauce. And
oh, they're so good.
Yeah, that's pretty simple, cut and dry. I do, however, like to butter and toast the buns. Get a little bit of crisp.
He likes toasty bun, people.
I like a toasty bun.
He likes toasty buns.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're going for it. Yeah, man, you gotta toast them. You gotta toast them. So that's where I'm at.
Heck yeah! Now, Kevin, it sounds like you've got a good sandwich of the week.
Well,
but go ahead.
Yeah. So my sandwich of the week is, honestly, I'm feeling a good Sonic double cheeseburger.
Yeah,
Sonic. I don't know why, but I just feel like that sounds really good with no vegetables. Absolutely no vegetables. I refuse to
you
go
and your no vegetable thing, man. For real, right?
Absolutely, a Sonic double burger. Well, in the spirit of burgers and also Jonathan's 40th, I am going to go yet again, and I've done this before, and I don't care, with an elk burger because you can't go wrong with a delicious, juicy, well-seasoned elk burger. You don't even need to add anything to it.
That's right.
100%. That will always be my absolute favorite kind of burger. So, absolutely.
So good. So good.
Indeed. Well, before we wrap up this episode, we do have one quick thing to mention. We are going to be at the Shine Music Fest. I actually don't have the date in memory now, but it's what, August 20 something?
August 24th. Yep.
August 24th. We're going to be there doing both a live blind chick show, and I'm going to be hovering around doing Evan on the Go interviews of people. So if you're there and if you see us and you want to tell your story or you want to be a part of the Blind Chick live experience and just listen to some great music and just have a good time, come and join us at the Shine Music Fest. And of course, we hope you guys, those who went on our hike, you guys had a great time. I always love these hikes. It is one of the highlights of this job. And I'm so glad we continue and are able to continue to do them year after year. And they just keep getting better and better, just like this show. So with that being said, I'd like to thank you guys yet again for joining us for another episode of Blind Level Tech. If, of course, you have any feedback for us, you can email feedback@aftersight.org or give a call to 720-712-8856. Jonathan, thank you once again for being on the show today. It was a blast talking about mics for sure.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thanks for having me back. Look forward to doing it again.
Oh, yeah. We'll have you on and definitely on in future episodes. With that being said, I am your host, Evan Starnes, and this is my co-host, Kelvin Crosby.
Go live beyond your challenges and plug in your device.